Join the Power Up Today newsletter and win free books and more by texting the word Power Up to the number 42828. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to our iTunes page and remember to give us a review. And like us on our Designing Your Life Today Facebook page. Get the information you need to do life with power. Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Tone It Up Tuesday on Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Hey, we are on our way to making great things happen, right? We're going to wrap up this year really strong. Let's get right to our topic for today. It's called Recovering When Success Escapes You. So I'm going to talk about what happens when you fall off the wagon, and it's appropriate, and you guys are going to find out in just a few seconds. But before we get to that, I just want to remind you that I am giving away another copy of my book, Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%. And if you want to win that book and get your name in the drawing, you can join our Power Up Today newsletter by texting the word Power Up to 42828. Or you can go directly to designingyourlifetoday.com and you can sign up right there on our homepage. It's right there just for you. Easy access. So get registered so you can win that book. I've already given away a few copies of Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%. And I'm really proud of the information that's in the book. When it comes to goal achievement, it's pretty good. I kept it simple and I made it clear, but I explained things to you that you don't normally hear when people talk about goal setting and goal achievement. So it's really a great book. If you want to achieve your goals, if you want to get on track, that's a great book to win absolutely free. So just text Power Up to the number 42828. Okay, also, we are celebrating our 7th year anniversary, the 7th year anniversary of Designing Your Life Today, of our podcast, and we are going to give away some really nice gifts coming up. If you want to find out the scoop on everything, listen to yesterday's show. It's at the beginning, and you can find out everything that we're going to be doing, or at least a lot of what we're going to be doing over the next 30 days, this last week of September. And of course, I think what I'm going to do is probably launch it in October, because I'm giving away a copy of my free book, the Start Winning. I was going to say The Power. That's my book before Start Winning. Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%. So I'm giving away that book. And so I think I'll wait until that giveaway is over and then we'll start fresh. That way I get to give away another book. So it's all in you guys' favor. Yesterday's topic was all about, are you being pushed toward purpose? And it's a great and it gives you great insight as to what's going on in your life when you don't like your job, when you're not excited about where you are in your life, or if you've been laid off from a job or downsized and you're wondering, why do these things happen to me? If you're struggling in a business and you're just not excited about that business anymore, I think yesterday's show will give you some insight and kind of put you on a really great track, or help you put yourself on that track. All right, let's talk about recovering when success escapes you. Really short show today. If you guys have been following me on the Tone It Up Tuesday, you know that I'll give you the quick kind of recap, that I went to the chiropractor and I was told that I could not exercise for a while, and it was long enough for me to eat the wrong foods and kind of gain back weight that I had lost, because previously I had a personal trainer. Well, I hurt my back, and so as a result, I have to go to the chiropractor. And I don't have to go anymore, except if I want to go just for kind of, I guess, touch-ups, if you will, or maintenance. And but I still now I'm in a position where I've got to get back in shape, get back to where I was when I was with my fitness trainer, and prior to me running the 10K last year, because I'm going to run another one this year. So I'm going to have to, and I said I was going to beat my record, so I really got to up my game. But here's what happened. I kind of fell off the wagon, and I mentioned a little bit about that on last Tuesday, but I thought about it, and I said, now, let me say this. I'm back on the right track, and I'm upping my game in terms of the cardio and going to the fitness center more so that I can really get back on track. However, it made me think, what happens when you have success and then success escapes you? Or when your conditions change and everything's going great, but then all of a sudden things change on you. So what do you do about that? How do you keep your good in place, or put your good back in place, or put yourself back on the success track so that you really get to where it is you want to be? Well, I'm going to tell you quickly how to do that, because as I said, today is a short show. I'm doing my best to keep these shows between 15 and 20 minutes, but you guys know sometimes we got a few little commercials, especially when we introduce some of our new sponsors. So hey, but we still keep them pretty short because I like to get to the point. With that being said, I guess I better do that, huh? All right, here we go. So, when we talk about recovering when success escapes you, first of all, what is one of the first things that people do when their success escapes them? When their good seems to be waning, when their good seems to be disappearing, when things seem to be shifting in a direction that you don't want it to go in. The first thing that a lot of us do is we want to tell someone else because we want to vent, we want to share, and we want someone else to encourage us or to make us feel good. And there's nothing wrong with that. Except the only thing is that when you do that, you are actually pushing yourself or digging a hole further and further and pushing yourself, your success farther away from you. And when it escapes you, in order to get it back, you don't want to go and share your story with everyone everywhere. So I'm going to kind of give you a little quick formula and that you can follow, and it's real simple. Because when you do this, it puts you back on track. It allows you to kind of think about what you're doing, and it allows you to channel your energy in the right direction so that you can really get what you want. Now, this success formula, it's not new, but it's very simple and it's easy to follow. Well, it's easy for some of us. I might have a little bit of a challenge with this one because the first part of the success formula is you have to get quiet and stay quiet about the problem. So when you fall off the wagon or you get off track, you can't tell a lot of people and you can't talk about it over and over. Now, of course, because of the podcast and for illustration purposes and to inspire you guys, I did share, and in the name of authenticity, I did share with you guys that I did kind of fall off the wagon during Hurricane Irma. I mean, come on, comfort food. I'm just saying. All right, that's an excuse. Lame excuse. Back on track. Okay, the point is that the reason why we start talking when success escapes us, or when our good starts to disappear, or when things go in the direction that we don't want it to go in, we start talking because we're afraid. We're afraid that we're not going to be able to get back on track, that we're not going to be able to get things back in order the way we want them to be. So as a result, we tell people so they will encourage us. But if we could learn to get quiet and stay quiet about the problem, then we can internalize not the problem itself, but the solution, and figure out what's going on. And so you really want to keep that in mind, that when something happens and it's going in the wrong direction, you don't go and tell people how afraid you are. Oh, I'm afraid this isn't going to work. Oh, no, I failed. Oh, no, people are going to talk about me because this isn't working out and I said I would do it. No, you refuse to get upset or refuse to get excited, and then you focus on getting back on track, which is the second part of this formula. You put your attention on what you expect to happen, the good that you expect to come out of this, the success that you want to come out of your situation, because you started this goal not to fail. You started the goal so that you could win. You started the goal so you could achieve. So if you really want to win, if you really want to achieve, then be quiet and know that success comes from within to the outside, from within to without. That's how it works. But if you're telling everybody about what went wrong and you're upset and you need someone to kind of coddle you or really baby you a little bit, and sometimes we need that. However, if you want your good to get back in place, then you have to stand firm at the point where it's off track, or it seems like your success has escaped you, or that your good is going in the opposite direction. You have to stand firm at that point, and you have to start quietly believe in your ability to achieve the goal that you said you would achieve. And this is a form of you denying the fact that you are going to accept anything less than the best from yourself. So this success formula, it's simple, but it's something that if you put it into play, it will work out for you because you're holding yourself to a higher standard. Sometimes when we go to other people to tell them everything that's going wrong and we want our success to fall back into place for us, well, first of all, you're going to get what you're speaking because that's the only kind of energy that you're putting out. And if you really want that success to get back on track and you want your good to start coming to you again, then you want to be quiet. I know of a fella, and this is a person that I got to know when I was in real estate, and he was a multimillionaire. Well, he got sick and he lost a good portion of his money. He was no longer a millionaire. He had a lot of debt. But you know what? He kept working through it. He kept his mouth closed about his situation. And it took him less than a year to get back on track and to get back to multimillionaire status because his only focus was winning and getting the results that he wanted. He wasn't looking for other people to tell him how sorry they were. He wasn't looking for other people to encourage him and say, oh, don't worry, it'll get better. So he wasn't looking for that. And as I said, there are times when we need someone to say something, an encouraging word to us. But this is one of these times when you want your good to shift in your favor. This is one of those times when you don't go and tell everybody else. This is not one of the times, if you're female listening to this, you don't, where you run to your girlfriend and tell her everything that went wrong. Or if you're a guy, you like to, you know, talk with your buddy. This is not one of those times when you do that, because what you're doing is you're making the problem or the challenge bigger, and it's bigger on the wrong side of the scale. You want it to be on the success side of the scale. So in order for that to happen, you really have to be quiet. So it's simple. You want to get quiet and stay quiet about the problem. And then you really want to focus and expect the best. Keep your focus, keep your mind on what you want to achieve. No matter what it looks like, even if you've gone in the wrong direction. See, that's the thing about human beings. You get do-overs. As long as you're alive, you can have a do-over. And it's amazing. After Hurricane Irma, I shared it with you guys because I've been kind of sharing that journey with you. But at some point, I'm kind of have to be quiet a little bit about it, but I'm back on track now, so I guess I could talk about it. But because we only talk about this once a week, I made the decision that I was going to get back on track, and I did. And of course, I've been on track ever since, and I'm going to stay that way. And at least that's my plan. So that's my focus. That's my expectation. See, the thing about goal achievement, no matter what the goal is, it doesn't mean that just because you set this goal, that includes me as a goal achievement strategist, doesn't mean that just because you set a goal that there are not going to be some challenges involved along the way. That journey is all about your self-expansion, about your growth, about you expanding your mind and even expanding your heart, you know, what you're made of and learning kind of the best that you can become, learning about that, growing into that, and seeing that. You do that when you're quiet. You do that when you're focused on your highest and best. And as a result, you're going to get that. So listen, that's all I have for you today on Tone It Up Tuesday, because I've got to double up on my workout, so I'm going to have to go. No, not really. Okay, yeah, I do have to double up, but the point that I'm making is that I promise to keep some of our shows short, and so this is a short one today. And so start accepting the fact that you deserve to have what it is you said you want, and use that simple formula. Get quiet. Stop telling everybody about your problems, and just focus and expect the best outcome. Now, focus implies work. Did I have to say that? I guess I better say it. Focus implies that you go to work and that you do get something done. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Tone It Up Tuesday, and we will have more for you on Wonderful Wednesday. Remember to join the Power Up Today newsletter by texting the word Power Up to the numbers 42828 and get your name in our drawing for a copy of my newest book. It's a great book. Listen, have a great day. Do life with power.